The election is here, and both candidates are making their closing arguments. Their surrogates are making closing arguments, too. Now, Wisconsin has heard from a lot of folks, from politicians to celebrities, and we are joined now by acting legend and noted Trump critic, Robert De Niro. Mr. De Niro, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right, so in what might be a great understatement, you've been very vocal criticizing Trump. Do your feelings about him stem from his first term? Are they based on something older? And what is it about him that has made you feel the need to speak out so vehemently?
Well, I was critical about of him from before he was elected. And then I even said I was on the Jimmy Kimmel show like the day after he was elected. And I said, well, look, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And look, maybe he'll, to myself and conveying that to the audience, maybe he'll rise to the occasion. And the audience kind of laughed when I said that. But we now see that he went way beyond my wildest imagination, imaginings of behavior. And here we are. So, here we are.
Here we are.
Yes, indeed.
And so, you know, we're in a swing state. We're regional radio show hosts, and it's only every 4 years, and it feels like we get the opportunity to interview some major celebrities like yourself, and it's largely because we are a swing state. And so when you see your role as the legend that you are and the role that you play in our campaigns, where do you think celebrity helps in as far as getting the vote out?
I don't know. I'm just doing what I really feel that I have to, because it's so upsetting and extremely disturbing that this person has gotten as far as he has and has done so much damage to date as he has. I have to say something. I have to say it when I can and where I can. I hope it makes a difference. I don't know. You know, you're a celebrity. You should what? You have no feelings. You don't see what? You don't see the writing, the handwriting on the wall. You don't see what's happening right in front of your eyes. Because Trump is the kind of person that, do you believe your lying eyes or do you believe me? It's basically what it is. Because the guy doesn't know how to tell the truth. He does not know how to tell the truth.
It's an amazing thing. Now you're in New York, and what was the response in New York after the big Madison Square Garden rally?
I don't know really what it was. You know, there were people who went to the rally. It was awful. I mean, the hate, the meanness, the mean-spiritedness of it. I mean, I don't understand it. I don't understand. I just don't understand what it is. It's like a,
well, that was framed as Trump's closing argument, and Kamala Harris is making her closing argument, which is 180 degrees from that. If you were in Wisconsin today, what would your closing argument be to Wisconsin voters?
I'd say I implore Wisconsin voters, of course, to vote for Kamala Harris, for sanity, for getting us back on track as a country. Whatever little things that she could do wrong, like any president or whatever, that's normal, but her heart's in the right place. She wants to do the right thing. This guy does not want to do the right thing. He wants revenge. He says it. And if we elect him as president, we're going to get what we don't want. It's going to be frightening. It's going to be unimaginably terrible.
All right. And then to end on a high note, we saw that you were at the Eagles game yesterday.
Yeah.
What do we have to do to get you to a Green Bay Packers game?
We'll see.
I would go out and live and say Green Bay Packer fans, much more welcoming than the Eagles fans.
Were you
They were welcoming. They were very nice.
That's because of your character in Silver Play Lighting's playbook.
Yeah,
Were you there with Bradley Cooper? Were you guys hanging out, reminiscing?
No, Bradley wasn't there, but he's in Philadelphia.
Did you have fun, though?
But he wasn't dead. Yeah, I had a good time.
Great.
Good deal. Well, I hope things go the way you want them tomorrow, and it was an honor speaking to you.
You hope, too. We all hope.
We're all hoping, yeah. We're all hoping. But this way, listen, this way we could feign objectivity. What I say, I hope it goes the way you go.
You know. It's the 11th hour.
Yes.
This is it.
Yeah.
It is crunch time.
I hope you guys have voted.
Oh, yeah.
We both have voted.
Early voted.
Good.
So we are set to go.
And I know you voted for
Harris. Yeah. Gee, what gave that away? Mr. De Niro, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for being as vocal as you are. And thank you for all the years of great films that you've entertained me with.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Have a great day.
Acting legend Robert De Niro with us here on Spanning the State.